butchering him tomorrow.
It is a windy day outside of Carroll, and Jamie Pudens is cutting across the long gravel driveway on his family's farm. Jamie is the image of a corn-fed farm boy. Blonde hair, broad shoulders, an easy, open smile. Inside his shed are low-to-the-ground cages filled with white chickens. There's something awkward about the birds. They're kind of like gawky teenage boys whose feet are too big for their limbs, except reversed. Jamie says the broiler birds are genetically modified. They used to take 96 days to mature. Now it just takes 48.
Humans eat 90 pounds of chicken on average a year, and this is the way to achieve it.
But Jamie feels like his dream of one day having a cow-calf herd of his own is under threat.
If the attack continues where they want to shut down livestock production, I'm without a job.
Jamie walks out of his shed with his agriculture teacher, Colby Birch. Birch tells me about a speech Jamie made to the Future Farmers of America student competition. He was one of 12 to make it to the state finals in Ames. Birch says a judge lashed out at Jamie there. That led to a press release from the Iowa Farm Bureau. It was entitled, Bullying the Farm Kid.
The man simply disagreed with Jamie, and so he bullied him.
We don't really know what happened. The Future Farmers of America wouldn't talk on tape. But Scott Johnson, their executive secretary, said in an email that these judges were pretty challenging for many of the 12 participants in the event, and not just one individual. But that's not how it felt to Jamie.
Next to the middle of my speech, where I say, now let's focus a bit on the importance of animal agriculture. This is an industry that has been villainized by such internet films as The Matrix, Food Incorporated, and HSUS Undercover Footage.
HSUS is the Humane Society of the United States.
I'm Wayne Pacelli, and I'm president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Jamie Pudens.
Yeah, so Jamie, you know, draws from these sources, I presume, and he, you know, he adopts the party line. And I'm sure in 5 years, Jamie's attitudes are going to be totally different.
Pacelli says he's not Jamie's enemy. But if you talk to farmers, Wayne Pacelli and the Humane Society, they come up a lot.
Well, I am an unpaid board member for Protect the Harvest.
That's Eric Helland, a former Republican legislator from Johnston. Protect the Harvest has a clear mission. It's literally to take down the Humane Society.
Wayne Pacelli, the head of HSUS, is on record saying that he would like to do away with animal production agriculture all the way across the United States.
Of course, it's completely false.
Pacelli says the Humane Society doesn't want to end livestock farming. He just wants to make it sustainable and humane. This argument could go on forever. One's political agreement is the other's blackmail. Both say science is on their side.
Part of the point of Protect the Harvest is, guys, we've been bullied enough. Now it's time to stand up and start throwing punches back at them.
Who's really the bully when people are taking advantage of animals? Who's the bully?
Do you think that there's a lot of misunderstanding on both sides? No,
I don't. I don't think that it's one of those things where, you know, the truth is in the middle.
But there is someone in the middle, Jamie. And he's worried by the things he's heard the Humane Society and Pacelli say.
He has, and obviously I might even be built up to say something that I don't even realize it's in my conscience. I've been told it so much. But at this point, he's been told so much that livestock production is bad.
Perhaps Jamie has hit on the one clear truth in all of this, that both sides are throwing out arguments so well-rehearsed they've become rote, and both sides see themselves as fighting for the oppressed and claim the other guy, he's the one standing on the bully pulpit. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sandhya Dirks.